Blog Talk Radio.
Let's get rooted in God, rooted in God, rooted in God. Let's stay rooted in God, rooted in God, rooted in God through Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Good evening, my loves. Thank you for joining me on another episode of God's Rooted Message. I pray everyone is feeling blessed and highly favored on this Worship the Lord Wednesday. I worship my Father because He's so deserving of my worship. I worship my Father because He grasps the spirit that's within me. Hallelujah. He just gives me a full worship. Hallelujah. A full understanding as He's walking and guiding and directing me and just pouring in me and releasing in me. So I just worship the spirit truth of what He's revealing. Hallelujah. The awe that He has me in, because when God does things in your life, you just have an awe to you. Hallelujah. So I worship the awe. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I worship the truth of who God is, of His word never leaving me nor forsake me. Hallelujah. That's why I worship my Father. Heavenly Father, I just come to you saying thank you, Lord God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Father God. I ask you to touch me and everybody that's under the sound of my voice from the top of our head, Lord God, to the sole of our feet, Lord God. Touch our heart and penetrate us in a different way than ever before, Lord God. Give us the strength to know you on new levels of you, Father God. Give us the strength to decrease more out of us and become more of you in the spirit power, Father God. Give us the strength to have ears to hear and eyes to see and a heart that rejoices in everything that you have for us, Father God. Give us a heart to desire your will, Father God. Hallelujah. To give you all the praise and honor and glory that is due to you, Father God. Hallelujah. To realize that without you, we can do nothing, but we do all things through Christ Jesus, Father God. Forgive us for any sins that we have committed, Father God. Anything that was against you, anything that we have sinned, because we sin when we sin was against you, Father God. So we ask you to forgive us, Father God, and take us deeper inside of you, Father God, and give us the strategies of the things that you have called us to do, Father God, and show your favor in our life, Father God. Continue to show that your hand is in our life, Father God. Continue to show how you open up doors and you make a way. And if we just follow your guidance, Father God, that everything will come together if we just have patience. Hallelujah. Give us all the strength to maintain patience and to walk in it and to rejoice in having patience in you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We got to learn how to have patience. Hallelujah. To patiently wait on God no matter what's going on. Hallelujah. And today we're going to be in Proverbs 3. I love Proverbs 3. And I'm going to read all that my Father gives me permission to release and go back and forth and jump at the things that He told me to jump at and really pinpoint that. Hallelujah. And in Proverbs 3, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. This is one of our favorite scriptures that's in here. Hallelujah. Proverbs 3 and 1, because today's title is called The Best Correction Ever. Do you know that our Father corrects us? Hallelujah. And it's a blessing to be corrected. I'm so thankful that my Father loves me and corrects me. Hallelujah. Proverbs 3 and 1. And say, my son, forget not my law, but let your heart keep my commandments. Hallelujah. Say, forget not my law. You know, we talked about the law of the spirit yesterday. Hallelujah. Say, let your heart keep my commandments. For live for days and long life and peace shall they add unto you. Hallelujah. When you don't forget his law, when you don't forget his voice, and you do the things that he calls you to do, you keep his commandments, what he say, you walk in obedience and do. Hallelujah. It's for length of days and long life, because now you're walking in the days and a life that he bless you to have. Hallelujah. You have and peace shall they add on to you. You have the peace of God because you're walking in what he called you to walk in. You're walking in the length of his days. You're receiving the long of his life. Hallelujah. And you're receiving his peace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It will be added on to you because it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. This is another thing that he say will be added unto you for length of days and long life. Hallelujah. This is something that will be added onto you with the peace. Hallelujah. Because now you're seeking God's kingdom and you're walking in what he called you to do. You're doing the greater works that he called you to do, and you're receiving everything that your Father has for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Say, let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them about your neck. Write them upon the table of your heart and say, let not mercy and truth forsake you. Hallelujah. He said he will never leave us nor forsake us. Hallelujah. So he said, don't let mercy or truth forsake you. Don't let it leave you. Hallelujah. Always show mercy. Hallelujah. And always speak the truth. Hallelujah. It say, show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your path. Lead me into the truth and teach me. So as he leading you to in the truth, he's teaching you. So you always showing the mercy and truth of your Father God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bind them about your neck. Write them upon the tables of your heart. Hallelujah. You know he said he was going to put a new heart in. The law that he was going to put in was going to be in our heart. So it say, write them upon the tables of your heart. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Write everything that he's given to you. Hallelujah. Keep it in your heart. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So shall you find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. It say, when you write these at the table of your heart, so shall you find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. So you will find favor, hallelujah, and under good understanding, hallelujah, approved understanding in the sight of God and man. Understanding is how you comprehend something, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. How something was interpreted to you, the new something that you didn't know before, hallelujah. So you have approved understanding in the sight of God and man, hallelujah. But you notice that it said God first, because we always want to get good approval and understanding from God before we desire to get it from man. Because we know, we talked about Paul earlier this week when we spoke about how Paul said that we are going to be judged on his gospel, and that he everything that he said, he learned it from the Holy Spirit. It was the revelation that he got from Jesus Christ. He didn't go and seek the apostles and all them. And God showed the power of the Holy Spirit through Paul. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The power of being obedient and letting the Holy Spirit teach you. Hallelujah. Because Paul always talked about how the anointing teaches you things. Can't no man teach you the anointing. The Holy Spirit, the revelation, the things that's unknown, only the Holy Spirit can give it to you. Man can't give you nothing that's unknown, because it was unknown to them. God released them. Like, I can release some revelation, something that was unknown. But if it's something that's unknown that God only has for you, I cannot give it to you unless God uses me as a vessel to release it. But if God want to release it straight to you, I cannot give it to you. Only the Holy Spirit can give it to you. And you being obedient and seeking your Father and being in tune with his voice and knowing how he's talked to you. Hallelujah. It say, trust in the Lord with all your heart. After it say, you shall find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man, then it tell you to trust in the Lord with all your heart and lead not to your understanding. So this is after he said, you have lived for days in peace and all this shall be added to you. Let my mercy and truth forsake you, and keep them, write them on the tables of your heart, and you shall find favor and good understanding in the sight of man. Then he tell you, after you get all this stuff, he tell you to trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding, because now you have favor in the sight of God and you have favor in the sight of man. And if you start leaning on your own understanding, trying to comprehend the favor, you would not understand when favor leaves or when God is telling you to leave and go somewhere else, because now you know you are approved by God and you know you're approved by man, and you're trying to figure out and you're trying to ride something longer than what you are called to. You will stay in a position that you are longer to stay in, and you won't be comfortable with leaving. So that's why he let you know, after all this, after you get the length of days and long life, and he's showing you the good things and he's revealing things to you, you written it in the table of your heart. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He say he wants you not to lean on your own understanding. Continue to let him guide you. It's saying all your ways acknowledge him and he shall direct your path, because now you have found favor and good understanding. You have mercy and truth, and he want to guide you along the path, along the length of days and a long life that he say you shall receive, and the peace that you shall, that shall be added unto you. So he wants you to acknowledge him in all your ways, so your ways can become his ways, and you're not leaning on your own understanding, but you would know how to grasp the long life and the length of days. You will be able to embrace what your Father is telling you to go through. Hallelujah. Because it's a process of getting all the things that continue to stay in God's favor and his length of days and his long life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It say, be be not wise in your own eyes, fear the Lord and depart from evil. It say, be not wise in your own eyes, fear the Lord. You have to respect the Lord. So you have to continue to give everything to him. You have to continue to submit to him. It say, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee. So you have to submit to God daily. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. See, sometimes when we see the blessings of God and we see the favor of God, that we will stray away from God, from submitting and asking him. We used to ask, pray and ask God about everything, and then we start seeing his favor and seeing God's hand, and then we won't ask God as many questions that we did before. We'd be like, okay, we got to handle this thing, so let me do it now. No, you have to continue to not lean on your own understanding. You have to continue not to trust in your own. You got not to trust. You have to trust in the Lord and not lean on your own understanding. You have to acknowledge him all your ways, because you have to realize this is the length of his days. This is his long life. Because when you came to him because of what Jesus offered us, eternal life, because we believed in him, that we have to walk in, so we can do what's on earth as it is in heaven. So we have to seek his kingdom, and we have to ask him to give us our daily bread and give us the things that we are due set forth to receive. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because it's something. He said, be not wise in your own eyes. Don't try to do it in your own eyes. Hallelujah. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. See, when you're wise in your own eyes, you have evil inside of you because you're not fearing the Lord. You're not respecting the Lord. You're leaning on your own understanding. You're receiving all this stuff, but you still, when you in your own will and you your own way, when you're leaning on your own understanding, it'll have you do stuff that's against what God's will is. Hallelujah. And anything that's going against God is evil. You allowing the enemy to control you. Because one thing we have to realize is that the enemy controlled us for so long. He had our will. He had our way. Hallelujah. That's why God sent Jesus to set us free. Hallelujah. It's so many things that's happening in life that the enemy had control of, and once you come with the Lord, you'll be like, wow, I didn't know the enemy had that much control over me. I didn't know he manipulated me that much. I didn't realize all the things he was doing, because this was something that was normal to you. See, God is trying to change your normal. Hallelujah. And it's a way that he changes your normal. Hallelujah. It shall be health to your navel and marrow to your bones. Honor the Lord with your substance and with the first fruit of all your increase. It say, honor the Lord with your substance and the first fruit of all your increase. So everything that he increased you with, everything, you honor the Lord, which you respect, you give glory and honor. Hallelujah. You do what he called you to do with everything that he called you to do it with. Hallelujah. Because it all belongs to him. See, when people read this, they just talk about the money, but it say the first fruit of all your increase. Anything that God increased inside of you, it belongs to the Lord. Hallelujah. That's why we got to get out of this such a materialistic thing, thinking that make our God seem like he's just about money and all them different things. Though God wants the first fruit of everything. He wants the first fruit of your peace. He wants the first fruit of your smile. He wants the first fruit of your joy. He wants all that. And if you always give him the glory and honor, when people say something to you, like, it's all glory to God, because if it wasn't for him, you know, and you do it, not just, don't get so used to saying it with just your mouth. Let your actions show it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, where you truly walk out the words that you are portraying, that you are speaking, that God is allowing you. And the blessing about being with the Lord is that he allows us to walk out the word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It say, show shall your bones be filled with plenty, and your presses shall burst out with new wine. Hallelujah. So when you give him all the first fruit of your increase, so shall your barns be filled with plenty, and your press shall burst out with new wine. You will receive new things. Hallelujah. You will have plenty of everything. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. And this is really what I want us to focus on today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It say, my son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his connection, of his correction. It say, for whom the Lord loves, he corrects, even as a father the son in whom he delights. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So right here it say, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. For whom the Lord loves, he corrects, even as a father the son in whom he delights. So now I'm about to go to Hebrews 12. And I'm going to start at verse number 5. And I really want to break this down, because God is chastising some of us, and we all go through the process of chastising because he's correcting us and he's teaching us. And the reason that he chastises us is because he's trying to show us how to walk out what he called us to walk out, because we have to realize we were once children of the enemy. We was children of the devil, and we become a children of the God, so we don't really know how to walk holy. So God teaches us, and he corrects us, hallelujah, because some of you think you're going through stuff like, Lord, why am I going this? But this is just the correcting that God is doing, because he loves you. And Hebrews 12 and verse, and I'm going to start at verse number 5, it says, and you have forgotten our exhortation which speaks to you as children. My son, despise not the chastising of the Lord, nor faint when you are rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loves, he chastens and scourges every son who he receives. And it's a chastening, he disciplines you, and he whips every son whom he receives. If you endure chastening, God deals with you as a son. For what son is he whom the father chastens not? It's a, if you endure, hallelujah. And this is what I want to focus on. I want to focus on endure, and I like to break down scriptures. Endure means to suffer something painful or difficult patiently. Suffer means to experience or be subject to something bad or unpleasant. Hallelujah. Painful means causing distress or trouble fit with pain. Difficult means need much effort or skills to accomplish, deal with, or understand. Hallelujah. So you are going through some stuff that's difficult. If you are able to endure suffering and painful, or something that's painful or difficult, where you need it difficult, I really want you to focus on that. Need much effort or skills to accomplish. So the reason God is chastening you and allowing you to go through things where you say, didn't nobody else have to go through this? This is why you got to be willing to walk out the will that God have over your life. You got to willing to go through the lessons that's destined for you to lesson, because there's need much effort or skills to accomplish, deal with, or understand, because God is trying to give you the skills that you need to accomplish the purpose that he have over your life. And he's doing this because you are a son and he loves you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So you can understand what he is saying. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And it say deal with it, and it say patiently. Patiently mean in a way that shows tolerance or delay, problems or suffering without becoming annoyed or anxious. Hallelujah. He don't want you to become annoyed and anxious, because when you become annoyed and anxious and things, you don't learn the lesson. And one thing God is putting in me is, what did you learn today? And as I'm focusing on what did he increase me in today, he's showing me the patience that I'm gaining. He's showing me the different levels of understanding that I'm gaining, because he's steady showing me that he's teaching me. He's giving me patience, because truly you have to have patience to walk out the will of God. One of my friends said to me, the thing that most people need in the kingdom of God is patience. And when he said that, it made so much sense, because when I started gaining patience to go through certain things, when God told me to leave a city that I didn't know, and I went to one city, then he had me go to somewhere else, it's like, Lord, I really had to have patience, because I'm like, why did I have to go through all this? And my father said, because I have major things for you to accomplish. It's skills that I'm trying to acquire you that no one else can teach you but the Holy Spirit, and the wisdom and the knowledge. That wisdom is experiences that you go through. Hallelujah. Because I have you doing stuff in different places. See, I told you I was going to take you across the nations, but I didn't just say that you was just going to go and be on stages and preach, but I'm going to have you go and meet people and do different things. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So some people have to be aware when God say he's going to send you to nations. It ain't going to just be that you're going out preaching and going places. God might have you going and intercede and doing some work there. Hallelujah. So you got to be willing when you say, yes, Lord, your will shall be done. Hallelujah. You got to be able to go through the chastening of the Father. You got to go through the correction, because he is teaching you and showing you that the way you thought about when I said I was going to send you to nations and send you to places all around the world is not the way that you thought it was going to be. Because your thoughts and your ways ain't even where mine is, because I want you to see the capacity of the things that you can do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, because it's more to just being on the stage and preaching and teaching. It's more, I want you to really touch the souls and touch the people that need to be touched. Hallelujah. I want them to see like my son was there and healing and touching, and when he walked past, it was power that came out of him if a person just touched. Hallelujah. I want you to go and people to see your glory. And where you go, that means the favor of me is there. And as long as you're there, I'm going to bring favor to that place, and things are going to change, and things are going to manifest, because you are my child, and I called you to be there, and I called you to intercede, and I called you to listen and do the things that I called you to do there, because it's change. But to bring change, you have to be changed. So I need you to be the change. I need you to be the glory on earth that I called you to be. Hallelujah. So are you willing to endure? Are you willing to go through what God wants you to go through? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Don't look at everybody else. Everybody go through their own process. Hallelujah. And everybody is thankful. When you really just talk to people that's going through the process, they say, I wouldn't deny none of my process. You know, sometimes you meet people and you listen to people and they in the process where they have got there, and then they get to saying, if you not at a certain level and if you don't see it physically, that God is not with you, and that's not true, because at a point in time it didn't show up in their life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And just because you get somewhere, that don't mean God's not with you. So I want you to be encouraged to know if God is chastening you and he is correcting you, that he's with you because he's your son. If he is allowing you to endure and go through stuff, he's trying to teach you patience. If he allowed difficult stuff to happen, he want to show you the skills that you need to acquire to accomplish the things that he put inside of you. Hallelujah. If you endure chastening, God deals with you as with a son. For what son is he whom the father chastens not? But if you be without chastisement, wherefore are all the partakers that you are illegitimate children and not sons? So if you don't go, if he don't chastise you, if he don't correct you, if he don't teach you and allow you to go through difficult things and things that's happening to show you, because Jesus say if you leave mother and father and all this, you going to get at times more plus persecution. So he letting you know that it's certain things that you have to go through. And if you're not going through this, you're not growing. He's allowing you to go through this because he's showing you you his child, that he would never leave you nor forsake you. How could you really say God would never leave me nor forsake me if God ain't never been there with you through nothing? If he ain't showed you that you went through this, but who was there? You went through this. All your friends left. Your family left. Your family said you're crazy. Your family said, let your God take care of you. Your family said, why your God got you going through this? But God showed you that he brought you through. It just wasn't the way they thought it was going to be. And you let them get in your mind where you thought that God wasn't with you neither. But he was with you. And he always with you. And he just allowing you to grow and get patience and be comfortable with being who he called you to be. He wants you to see the truth and the identity of who he called you to be. He wants to show you the truth and the greater work that he called you to do, because he wants you to see the truth of his thoughts and ways is higher than ours, than our carnal minds. But when you're in the spiritual mind, you know when you're going and doing, the Holy Spirit don't even say nothing but what the Spirit of God say. So if the Holy Spirit is not saying nothing, when the mouth of God say something, that means it's action to come about. And if God ain't got no action for you, he's not going to have you say nothing. So if the Holy Spirit is not saying, if the Holy Spirit not to be still and know that he's God, he's trying to teach you how to be still and know that he's God, because he live inside of you. And when it's time to walk, he's going to walk in you and guide you where you need to go, through the Spirit speaking to your ears. And say, those who have ears, let them hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection to the Father of the Spirit and live? He say we have fathers and we respected what they saying. Shall we not be much subjected to the Father of spirits and live? God allowed me to know that my call is spiritual suicide. And I know I have to be able to identify spirits. So I have to come in contact with a lot of different people to be able to identify spirits. And he say, once you be subjected to the Father's spirits, God is the Father's spirits. He's the only one that can give you to understand the spirits. How are you going to be able to identify different things if you're not subjected to the Father's spirits? You have to realize the Father's spirits is correcting you. He's showing you the difference between lying spirits. He's showing you the difference between illegitimate spirits, people that's faking, like just like when a man was coming in the name of Jesus, and the devil came and attacked him. Because at first the devil didn't attack the soothsayer because he was on his side. But then when he tried to go to the Lord's side and come up and say Jesus' name, and he really wasn't with the Lord, he overtook him. Like, hold on, you gotta stay over here. Now I'm gonna overpower you because I gave you your way. But that's a whole nother teaching in itself. But he said the Father, spirits, and live. So if you just allow God to correct you, you will know that he's going to teach you about the spirits. He's going to teach you the different levels and the different things. He's going to teach you how to operate in the gift of the spirit. He's going to show you how to do the different things that he called you to do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. For verily, for a few days chastise. It say, for they verily, for a few days chastise us after their own pleasure. But he, for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. He say, our fathers, our fleshly fathers, chastised us for a few days for their own pleasure, but he for our profit. So God corrects us for our profit, for we to be able to go deeper inside of him and gain all the things that he has for us, that we might be partakers of his holiness. Now, no chastising for the present seems to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterwards, it yields a peaceable fruit of righteousness to them which exercise therefore. Now I say it's grievous to us, and is nevertheless afterwards, it yields a peaceable fruit of righteousness. You have a peaceable fruit of righteousness. Have you ever bear a peaceable fruit of righteousness? Hallelujah. That's what the Father of all spirits and that lives does for us, because he chastises us for our profit, for us to have peaceable fruits of righteousness, peaceable fruits of faith. Hallelujah. Righteousness is the faith in Jesus. Hallelujah. So it's peaceable and it's fruit. He said we shall bear fruit. We talked about fruit in Psalms 1. Hallelujah. That we shall bear fruit in this season. Everything we do shall prosper. Our leaves shall not wither. We shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Hallelujah. We will have the peaceable fruit. We will have God's peace. Hallelujah. That comes from his chastisement. See, you will never truly understand the peace of when Jesus say, peace I leave with you and my peace I give unto you, unless you've been corrected by God, unless you've been taught by God, and he's teaching you what true peace is. The peace that surpasses all understanding. Because some people think peace and everything gonna be just all right. No, that's not peace, because it says that we're going to go through things. So that do not mean it's peace knowing that no matter how this look, I know my Father got the end say so. I know he the one that created everything. I know this is all working out for my good. It's for my profit. It's for me to be caught up in the holiness of him. It's for me to be able to not get annoyed or anxious of anything. Hallelujah. You can say be anxious about nothing, but by all things in prayer. We're supposed to do all things in prayer. Don't be anxious about nothing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah to them who exercise there. And wherefore, lift up your hands with hang down and feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, lest that which be lame be turned out the way, and but let it rather be healed. Hallelujah. So he's saying, let you be healed. Let you walk in all the things that God said for you to walk into. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So just allow God to continue to correct you. Hallelujah. Continue to guide and direct you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And Proverbs 3:13, it say, happy is the man that finds wisdom and a man that gets understanding. So as you go through the chastisement, you allow God to correct you. Hallelujah. You are happy because you're a man that finds wisdom and you get understanding. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It's saying we know by wisdom a house is built. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because in Proverbs 24, it says, through wisdom is a house built, and by understanding it is established. And you will be firmly, permanently put in a place, because when something is established, it's firmly and permanently put into place where you have not without a shadow of a doubt that God is with you, that God is guiding and direct you, and his will is going to be manifested in your life, and you will not give up on anything. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So I thank you for joining me tonight. I pray that you all were encouraged, that you believe in what God is saying in your life, that you're going to be able to go through the different things that you're going through, and know that it's a reason behind everything, and know that your Father is there. And when it seems like you want to give up, just say, God, give me the strength. You know, like, Father, I know you're here, and I know you're teaching me. I know you will never leave me. I know it's a purpose and it's a process, and I'm just willing to go through this purpose and process. Hallelujah. It's okay. It's okay, Father, because I know it's your will. Hallelujah. Father God, touch your children, Father God. Allow us to go deeper inside of you, Father God. Pour your patience outside of us, Father God. We want to patiently wait on everything that you have for us, Father God. Allow us to learn the lessons that's due for us to learn and to grow and give you all the glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Hallelujah. I ask you to tune in tomorrow, and I thank you for joining me. And I pray that you just read your word and get deeper into what God is saying, and take your time with your Father, and be okay with who he called you to be. Be okay with the process of what he have you doing. It's a purpose. It's a reason. Be comfortable with going to the places he tell you to go to, because there's a reason. Hallelujah. You never know who's watching. You never know who soul is going to say, I think the Lord is real. I want to come to him. I watched him use them, and they patiently waited. Because we all, the greater works is the witness. God wants us to have greater witness. Jesus' work was the witness that God was real, and the witness. And God was the witness that Jesus was real. Join me tomorrow. I love you. God loves you more. Love hard and pray even harder. Hug, love, my love.